This is the 28th of July, 1976. Gerda and I are in Lindsay, Nebraska area interviewing.
Would you first give us what your name is and what your maiden name was?
My maiden name was Bertha Christensen.
And you're now Bertha?
Christensen Damgard.
Okay. And what is your name?
William Damgard.
And you have been married how many years?
45 years.
And have you lived in this area all your lives?
Yes, we have. I lived on my home place until I married and moved over here. I never lived any other place.
So you were not born in Denmark, but you have Danish ancestors,
yes.
Both of you.
That's right. Our parents were from Denmark.
Would you give me your parents' names?
My father's name was Niels Christensen. My mother's name was Mette Christensen. Mette Drungesen Christensen.
How do you spell the Drungesen?
D-R-O-N-G-S-E-N.
Drungesen, yeah. Do you know where they came from in Denmark?
Well, they came from my mother came from the Vejle Egn, and my father was, not far from there either. I don't just remember the name of the town now.
Gaiabjerg,
yeah, I believe that was their place.
Do you know why your father left Denmark?
Well, they left Denmark because prospects weren't too good for the young people at that time. My father was only 22 years. He and his brother come over together about in 1890. And
do you know how they knew about where to come in the United States?
Well, their folks had went over here. They were in this community here.
Oh, I see. They had come before the boys did.
Yeah. And then the boys, they come to Columbus, and they didn't know how to get any further, so they walked from Columbus and out here.
About how many miles is that?
30 miles.
30 miles. Oh, my. Did they speak any English at all?
I don't know. They got along. They must have spoken or made themselves understood.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Do you know if your grandparents took out a homestead?
No, I don't think they did. They lived on rented farms until my father had been over here a couple of years, and then they decided to buy 160 acres over there. Mm-hmm. He wasn't only about 23 years that time. He says, if you don't want to buy it, I'll buy it, he said.
Yeah.
But he helped them buy it, and I don't know what he had to help with, because he had just worked for a year, and you know how wages were that time.
Oh, yes.
That was, I don't have any idea what they were, really. But
what were your grandparents' names in this country?
My father's folks were Klesen Jensen. His wife was Pauline Jensen.
Oh, Pauline, now, this is the grandma Lena that Ivan has told us about.
Yes.
I see.
She was a kind of a, I don't know what you'd say.
She was a special person in your life.
Some character. Oh, yes, she was that, and she kept going just till she was 85 years, and she didn't mind walking that mile up to our place, even at her high age.
Now, did she tell you about Denmark?
She didn't tell me as much as my mother did. My mother was awfully good at telling me about Denmark, lots more so than my sister, because my sister's 12 years younger than me. And she says, well, Mom never told me things like
mm-hmm.
that, but... See, I was her third child, and a girl, and I was with her so much, and she always told me. I felt that she pictured Denmark for me, that I could just go to Denmark and find a place where she lived, or where she come from.
And you learned to speak the language.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. We couldn't speak only Danish when we started school.
Do you know the names of your parents on the other side?
No, if you mean grandparents.
Grandparents, yes.
Oh, yes.
What were their names?
My grandfather was Benjamin Drungesen, and my grandmother was Brigitte Drungesen.
Do you know your grandmother's maiden name?
No, I really don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you know all your grandparents as you were growing up? No, your one set of grandparents were in Denmark then.
No, they were all here, but... My grandfather on mother's side, he died before I was born.
I see.
He died in 1897. My parents were married in 1894.
Do you know how your parents met?
Met?
Yeah.
Well, they met here in this community after my mother worked for a year. She'd come in 92. Didn't I say 92? Yeah, in 92. And she worked for 1 year, got $2 a week, and then they got married after that year.
This was a very Danish community then.
Oh, yes, there was nothing else.
And
it
so
it seemed like they settled close together, all of those that come from Denmark, and the church
was not a big settlement.
No, not at that time, but it grew and got bigger, and the church was started here, too. And
what was the name of that church?
St. Ansgar's Lutheran.
Now, did they have sermons and services in Danish?
Yes, we had that in Danish up until, I suppose, World War One.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you learn to read and write Danish as well as
yes.
speak it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Would you tell us about your parents, what their names were?
Well, I don't know too much about them.
Well, if you let us know what you do know.
But my father, he was born in Jylland, at the Lemby.
Uh-huh.
And my mother was born in Langland.
And what were their names?
Well, father's name was Peter Dambrad. Peterson Dambrad, right.
Uh-huh.
And father's name was Hannah Montana Jorgensen.
Oh, Jorgensen, too. Uh-huh. Do you know why your folks came to the United States?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose it's because they figured that there wasn't much of a chance over there.
Did they ever tell you anything about the trip across?
Well, they did some, but I can't really recollect the details of it. Yeah.
Do you know about how old they were when they came over?
My father was 29. Mm-hmm. And my mother was about 26, I guess.
Were they married at that time?
No.
No, they met in this country?
Yeah.
Did they both come to this community?
Yes.
And they met here in this community? Did they homestead?
No.
They were on a farm, though?
Yes.
Did they rent or did they own, or do you know?
They rented 1 year, and then they bought this place here.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you belong to the same church as your wife?
Yes.
And so you were raised in the Lutheran church and learned to speak Danish and everything there. Do either one of you or both of you remember a little prayer or a little poem? Well, what we're wanting to do is to hear how you sound when you speak Danish.
We all learned our Fadivor when we were younger, small, when we went to school. Then we went to Danish school. And there they had both Bible history and.
Yeah. Would you give us a few lines from Fadervor?
Fadervor, du som er i himlen, helliget vorde dit navn, komme dit rige, ske din vilje, som i himlen således op på jorden. Giv os i dag vores daglige brød, forlad os vores skyld, som vi også forlader vores skyld. Led os ikke i fristelse, men fri os fra det onde. Det rige er dit.
Well, thank you very much. How about you? Can you remember any little poem or little story?
No, I was just thinking about this here one, the joke about Guy being. I don't know if you want that in on
it. Now, which joke is that? Let's have it.
There was quite a few immigrants that come over from Guy being, or from Denmark.
Yes.
And most of them were from Guy being. Uh-huh. But this one particular party wasn't from Guy being. So when he heard that there was many from Guy, he said, "Here we're not going to have the hell of the store, yeah."
Now you're going to swear word.
That's all right. That's all right. Nobody's going to listen for a long time, and you'll be forgiven. Yeah. It says that's a good one.
Now, so we got this laugh at that.
Yes, it's just...
There are so many expressions and jokes like that among the immigrants, and there comes some new ones every year.
Yeah.
He seemed to get acquainted with quite a few of them. Quite a few of them made their home here.
Well, I had a special chance because there's quite a few immigrants that come with my relatives.
Yeah.
Come.
Now, would they come and stay with your parents when they arrived here? Until they could sort of get settled.
Good work and
good
get
work,
started.
They were.
Some of them.
They're all.
Some of them got married and got their own homes. And
there wasn't any married couples that come over.
It was mostly singles who came.
Now but then. Relatives. My relatives.
The men probably got work on the farms, is that correct?
Well, that or there were some that were carpenters.
Uh-huh. And what about the girls? When they came, did they come mostly to get married or did they work? Well,
they got work, of course. My mother worked for a family that just had one son. She worked there, like I say, for $2 a week for a year, the year before she got married.
But it was in the house.
Yes, it was housework. Yeah. And she was kept busy, I'll tell you, all day. The woman could always find something for her to do. She had to earn her money.
Now, both of you spoke Danish before you went to school.
Yeah.
Yes.
And both of you went to Danish church.
Yeah. Yeah, we had Danish school that time.
Oh, and would you tell us about Danish school?
We always had it for 8 weeks every summer. When the English school stopped, then we had 8 weeks of Danish school.
What did you learn in the school?
We had Bible history, and we had Danish geography, you know. Mm-hmm. That's how I learned the map of Denmark so well, because we had that every day. And then reading, learned to read and write. Mm-hmm.
Did you get any Danish history?
Yes, that too.
We even heard about the Vikings.
Yeah, we learned about the Vikings.
Did the young boys take the same courses as the young girls?
Yeah.
Did you take any sloy?
Handiwork, you know, like woodworking.
No,
we never had that.
Oh, handicrafts.
The girls had sewing.
I see.
Well, what did the boys do when the girls were sewing?
They went home then. That was generally Friday afternoon.
Already tech.
They didn't stay at school. They always had to leave school, you know, Friday afternoon. The girls had sewing.
Now, did you attend a Danish folk school in this country?
Yeah. I went to Nysted Folk School for 3 months.
And what year do you remember? What year that was?
1916.
What did you do at Nysted?
Well, that was
sort of the same thing.
The same thing as in Dane School, or
we had mostly lectures.
Well, lectures, and we had classes too. Literature and
Danish.
Now, there's no Nysted now.
No.
No school, no nothing.
No, well, the buildings are still there. Somebody else from Grand Island has bought it, some kind of a recreation. Mm-hmm. They have recreation there.
It has nothing to do with any Danish.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with it.
Do you remember any of your instructors at Nysted?
Oh, yeah, I had Peter Nissen. He's still living at Hay Springs, Nebraska.
He was gym teacher.
He was our gym teacher, and he had classes with us, too.
Mm-hmm.
And Heinhild Slansko was one of the women teachers, and she had gymnastics for we girls too. No, Peter Nissen had that.
Yeah.
He was our gym teacher.
Did you have any folk dancing?
Yes, we had folk dancing too.
Did you go so far as to wear Danish costumes for the folk dancing?
Oh yes.
Would you tell us about any of the performances you remember of the dance group?
Or did you perform for the public?
No, we didn't. Only just for the community out there.
Uh-huh.
You know, when we had maybe had a special day or at the end closing of the school. It was just 3 months.
Were there any? What were the special days that you performed these dances on?
Well, it seemed like we had something like that every day. The gymnasium or the folk dancing we had in the evenings, I believe.
Did you ever spend any holidays at the school, or did you usually come home for the holidays?
No, we never come home. That was out of the question.
I'm wondering, did your parents encourage both of you to go to Newstead?
His sisters, they worked out there so much. His oldest sister, she cooked at the school, and that was where the encouragement came from. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of other young folks from here that kept going as long as the school kept going, you know.
Oh, you asked how where the encouragement come from?
Yeah.
I
suppose your sisters.
My dad mentioned he took the course at
Elkhorn.
Uh-huh. And the years had taken up with it. He figured his boys, they had to have a chance to take the course.
And his oldest brother, he of course went first. He's 87 now, and he just left for Denmark today.
Oh dear. How did you get the money to go to Nystad?
Well, it didn't cost too much, so we were able to raise that.
Mm. Oh, I can't just remember how much. It wasn't too much, but my folks, they...
It was less than $200 mm-hmm. for 3 months.
Mm-hmm. And your parents felt this was a worthwhile experience.
Oh, yes, it was. It was for it seemed like for all the young folks at that time, you know, they... Oh, what did they call it? We should read in the book over there that we have from the church that Enoch Mortensen wrote.
Yeah. Now, and it meant something special in your lives.
Yes, it did. Mm-hmm.
Did you two meet there?
Oh, no,
we went to day school together.
Yes, I know, but meet seriously.
No.
You went
until quite a few years after we had went. I went in the summer of 16, and then he went in the winter of 16, 17. Didn't you? You and Ben? Yeah.
Yeah.
When you were children in your own homes, did you have any Danish magazines or books or anything?
Oh, yes.
And that you could then keep up with what was going on.
Yeah.
Yes.
What were some of those?
Well, like our folks, they had Danneberg and Kirkley Samla and then
Decoraposten,
and then
Jarn.
And then the time come, you know, when we got our young people's papers,
uh-huh.
Ungdom, that was published in O.C. Olsen was editor. O.C. Olsen from Omaha was editor of that for a good many years, you know, and then there's other editors too. That was a good paper for the young folks, and that was Danish for quite a while, and then, of course, they got more and more English in it.
Now, as you were a young married couple, did you have any Danish papers or magazines? Did you take any?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
We still take care of folk.
You're
still at it.
Now, besides the church, did you belong to any Danish organizations?
No.
Did either one of you participate in politics?
Here in the country?
Run for office, school board, or church board?
Well, he was on a school board and church board.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't go into politics.
No.
Have you campaigned for any major politician?
No, not directly.
You haven't really put yourself on the line? No.
Campaign I done was just arguing the point.
Let's turn it off.
Dad, Grandpa came to Omaha before he came out here, didn't he?
Yeah.
No, he came with Sorensen.
No, he came from
Elkhorn.
From Elkhorn, out here. And then he went to Omaha, but after he came out here. This was just to be, that's when he met Mom and Mother.
What was it Uncle Guthrie said that that Grandpa done there when he first, for a livelihood, when he first went to Omaha?
Well, he was working at the UP shop for a while. Quite a while, I think. About a year and a half.
They were in there, you know, until after Gerda was born.
And then he bought a little team of mules and construction work, or dirt moving, rather. Mm-hmm.
Didn't Uncle Guthrie say that he, the first winter he was in Omaha, that he had to shovel snow?
Well, that could be before he got to work.
Yeah, before he found a job with UP.
Yeah, that could be.
Now, the farmhouse we are in today, did you and Mrs. Dungor build this?
No.
Who built it?
Well, that west part there was built before my dad bought it.
I see.
And then it's moved up here from a different place. And this year, this part here, that was built when I was born.
When you were born?
Yeah, the first year, when I was a year old.
So this is the place you have lived all your life?
All except about a year, yeah.
How big a farm do you have here?
Well, now we have 240 acres, but it was only 80 acres to begin with.
Mm. Now, how did they add to the acreage? Did they buy in pieces or...?
Yeah. We bought her home place and then one adjoining.
I see. And what is... How do you make the money on this farm? It's not cows.
Well, it used to be.
Oh, it used to be
cattle. It used to be cattle, yeah. We used to be cattle, raise hogs.
But now what does the farm produce?
Well, now it's mostly grain, the alfalfa, and corn, and soybeans.
Do you play any musical instrument?
I can play a mouth organ a little bit. Mm.
And did you sing in any chorus?
I did for a little while, but I soon gave that up.
Would you tell us about the music in your life?
Well, not only I took piano lessons for a while, I never got to be a professional player, but I could play hymns and songs.
Did your parents, both of you, did your parents have music in the house?
No.
Not until I was grown, then we got a piano in our home.
Should we go back to Grandma Lena?
Yes.
Would you tell us?
Wait a minute.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Talk about music in the family. I had an uncle that was violinist, but he'd come and stay here sometimes during the winter for a while. Mm-hmm. And I'd sit and listen to him play that violin till I'd go to sleep.
What was his name?
Anders Dumbrook.
Now, was he a professional musician, or was this something
no,
he did?
No, he's a music lover, and then just practiced and took a few lessons, I guess.
And entertained the family.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to Grandma Lena. Can you tell us about what kind of a woman was she?
She was a political woman.
She was a political woman,
both in church and in
church politics.
Church
especially.
Politics. Oh, that was her.
In what way do you mean she was political?
Tell us a story about her.
I don't know what to tell. There are so many stories about her.
You told me she was very political about the church. Would you tell me about that?
Well, about... She read the Danish church papers thoroughly, you know, and she knew what she was talking about. And if there's a little bit among the ministers, you know, that they argued about, well, she would really discuss it and come to the point.
That wasn't really the usual in her day for a woman to speak up, was it?
Well, no, not so much, but then she just couldn't keep it. She didn't care too much about her home and her housework, but she couldn't keep it in when she had something like that, that she wanted her opinion out.
Now, Mr. Damgård's smiling. Do you remember a story?
No, I'm not particular. I don't know just how to word it.
You maybe want to tell about the time when she walked beside your dad. He was driving, and they were going to a place about a quarter of a mile further up the road, weren't they? Or she was.
Yeah. And she was.
Yeah.
We told her come.
And she come out of the inn road. It's just over here about a mile or two, a mile and a half. And she walked. She was up in age that time, and she didn't want to ride with it. She just walked alongside the buggy to get to discuss church politics with his dad, because he was pretty great on it too, you know.
Why didn't she want to ride in the buggy?
Well, no, because she could walk. That was too much work, you know. She could walk just as fast as...
Now, did the man listen to her? Did the man take her seriously?
Well, they liked to argue with her anyway.
She was noted for that?
Yeah, well.
Ask a side of Peter Demmer, she'd say.
What did she say again?
Ask a side of Peter Demmer, she said. She knew what she was talking about.
I got a big kick out of her that night when she walked alongside the buggy, because the horses, they were walking a little too fast, you know, and she was talking and she got out of breath. And finally she had to say, Hold let the bee, let the goal, let the star.
Did any of these people who came from Denmark ever get a chance to go back to Denmark?
No, my folks never went back, and my grandparents didn't either.
And how about you?
No.
How about you two? Have you ever had a chance to go back to Denmark? Go to Denmark?
No.
No, not really.
Now, I understand that you have a friend by the name of Johanna.
Yeah.
Would you tell us a little bit about Johanna?
Well, she's in Denmark right now. She goes every summer. She's 91 years old.
And what is her last name?
Johanna Pedersen, P-E-D-E-R-S-E-N.
Now, when did she first come to this country? Do you know?
She came in 14, I think.
And she goes back almost every year?
Yes, she has these later years. She has a sister that's 93. And she says, as long as she's there, well, she says, I can just as well go back. She leaves about the middle of June and comes back in September.
And she's been doing this for several years now. She never had a family of her
own? No, she was a nurse, you know, and she didn't do it so much while she was working. It's these mm-hmm. later years since she quit working.
Now, how did you know Johanna?
Well, her brother lived around here, and she came out to see him, and that's how we got acquainted with her. And she came out to spend a month with him every fall. He lived a couple of miles west mm-hmm. of here. And we always met her in Columbus. She'd come by bus or by train, and we'd meet her there and take her out. She got started to ask us.
My sister's here.
Yeah, she was...
older sister, she used to be the other way.
She was well acquainted with her, and yeah. It was through her that we got acquainted with her.
That's how we got started to go and meet her at the train.
Now, has she ever told you the last couple of years what she thinks of Denmark now? That, you know, so many years after she first left, has she ever given you any indication of how she feels about Denmark now?
No, not.
She likes to go back there and visit her nieces and nephews. Like I say, she's just got the one sister left now. Her brother that she came out here to stay with, he died in 67. Mm-hmm. But she's been out here several times since. I think they're good at bringing her with that. She was out here last fall, in October, that's the last she's been here, isn't it? Yeah.
We got the impression that she wasn't too taken up with it now.
No, but it's cooler in Denmark in the summer, and it's so warm, she says, to sit in the apartment in Council Bluffs. She don't have anything to do now. So
she goes there to keep cool in the mm-hmm. summer.
Yeah, and then she goes up to Canada. She has a niece and a nephew out there. She usually goes to Calgary. She goes there first, but the nephew in Calgary, he's in Denmark this summer, so she would see him there. Mm-hmm. And then she's going up to Ontario to the niece she has there before she comes home.
Now, just for the record, would you give us the names of your two boys? Yes.
Norman and Ivan.
Norman and Ivan, okay. Now, they were raised in this area,
yes,
too, and went to school in this area.
Yes, they went to the rural school to take their eighth grade, and then they took their high school in Newman Grove.
Now, what about teaching? You taught them Danish?
Yes, we taught Danish when they were small, and Norman claims he can't speak it very well, and he tells me I can't either. You can't talk Danish anymore.
Now, what about, by the time they were growing up, did they still have Danish services at the church?
No.
It had already gone to English at that time.
What about Dane School? When did that stop?
Well, that stopped about World War I, too, I mm-hmm. presume. Because
do you think the community here suffered a loss when that was eliminated?
I don't really know. I suppose that change had to come. It just got more and more English, and there was no need for a Dane school.